From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. New protests are continuing across the United States at this hour to President Trump's controversial travel ban to the U.S. for citizens of seven majority Muslim countries. In a show of solidarity, demonstrators in London rallied against the travel ban.
I think the fact that there's thousands of people who are out here today and elsewhere around the world in the last 2 weeks goes to show that people won't stand for it. So I think things will change over time, and we just have to keep going and keep fighting and letting them know that it's not okay for the ban.
On Saturday, Mr. Trump criticized a federal judge's ruling temporarily blocking his executive order banning travel from countries with an elevated terrorism risk, calling the ruling, in his words, ridiculous, and vowing to have it overturned. Since Friday's ruling, the U.S. Customs and Border Protection said travelers with a valid visa will now be allowed into the country. An official with the U.S. State Department confirmed to VOA on Saturday that people with valid visas will be allowed into the United States and said the agency will release more information as soon as possible. U.S. Defense Secretary James Mattis says the country is not immediately considering increasing troops in the Middle East in response to what he called Iran's misbehavior, but warned that Washington and the world cannot ignore Iran's actions. Mattis made his remarks Saturday during a visit to Japan, calling Iran the biggest state sponsor of terrorism. Mattis' comment comes on the day Iran is reported to have conducted missile tests and radar tests, a day after the Trump administration imposed new sanctions on Iran for a ballistic missile test this past week. Now hear from Mattis in Japan, talking about the relationship with the United States.
The reason this is my first trip out of the United States is because of the priority the United States places on the relationship with Japan and the concern about the security environment we face here in the Northwest Pacific.
Defense Secretary James Mattis. In other news, a top Pakistani official has hinted that his government would be willing to discuss with the new Trump administration freedom for Shaquille Afridi, the jailed doctor who helped the United States hunt down Osama bin Laden. His remarks to a local television station follow reports of renewed pressure on Pakistan to release Afridi since President Trump assumed office last month. Afridi is hailed as a hero in the U.S. for helping the CIA obtain the bin Laden family's DNA by organizing a fake immunization campaign that led American forces to raid and kill the fugitive al-Qaeda chief in his hideout in Pakistan in May of 2011. Following widespread demonstrations across Romania, the country's prime minister has called for the repeal of a decree decriminalizing official misconduct. The prime minister said Romania will hold a government cabinet meeting on Sunday to repeal the decree. The decision is in response to tens of thousands of people protesting since the decree was announced on Wednesday. The prime minister had said he would not repeal the order earlier this week. A U.S. military official says an American Navy destroyer is patrolling off the coast of Yemen to protect international waterways from Houthi militia aligned with Iran. This comes after Houthi suicide attack on a Saudi frigate in the Red Sea earlier this week that killed two crew members. The Philippines is withdrawing from its ceasefire agreement with the country's communist rebels after new fighting left six soldiers dead. President Rodrigo Duterte told the country's troops Friday to get ready to fight. Duterte's announcement came just 2 days after the communists announced their decision to end their self-declared ceasefire. The decades-old conflict has killed at least 30,000 people. The two sides have engaged in peace negotiations brokered by Norway, with another round slated to begin in April. And once again, recapping our top story, protests across the U.S. to President Trump's controversial travel ban to the U.S. for citizens of seven majority Muslim countries. For additional news, we invite you to join us at our website. That's voanews.com. I'm Michael Brown, reporting here in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.